Hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Top 5 here on Press TV. The Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip is now in its 16th day. The number of Palestinian casualties, who are mostly women and children, keeps rising. Israeli forces have shelled a school sheltering displaced Palestinians in central Gaza. The school is run by the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees. We still don't have any details about possible casualties from that attack. Earlier today, Israeli aircraft hit 70 targets, including five mosques and a sports stadium in Gaza. Overall, over 630 Palestinians have been killed and over 4,000 others injured in the Israeli onslaught that began on July the 8th. In stunning remarks, Israel's ambassador to the United States says Israeli soldiers should be given a Nobel Peace Prize for showing so much restraint in the conflict in Gaza. Ron Dermer said Israel does not target a single civilian. He went on to say that Israeli soldiers are dying so that innocent Palestinians can live. He also condemned Human Rights Watch for its criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza. According to the UN, Palestinian civilians constitute the majority of casualties. Children in the Gaza Strip are one of the main targets of the Israeli attacks. Palestinian medical workers say over 160 children have been killed in the assaults. A few hours ago, a UN spokesperson said the Israeli attacks have killed 121 children. UNICEF's Julia Tuma added that more than 900 Palestinian children have been injured in the attacks. UNICEF said that according to their assessment, at least 107,000 children will need psychosocial support for the trauma they are experiencing from the Israeli attacks. Professor Colin Gavel, author and lecturer, joins me from West Virginia for his thoughts. Welcome, sir. Mr. Gavel, what is your impression about the situation, first of all?
The aggressor always attempts to excuse their actions. Israel has killed over 200 women, children, and citizens of Palestine, and they need to be held accountable.
And of course, the fact that the Israeli ambassador to the United States has called for a Nobel Peace Prize to be given to Israeli troops. I mean, is this the case that he's got the story wrong?
Well, it is the spin he's putting on it. I would say rather than peace, the cessation of hostilities, perhaps what the Israeli ambassador wants is a peace prize where peace is spelled P-I-E-C-E, meaning pieces of people being shot up and killed. And I think that's what the award should be.
And why is it that Israel is not ever held accountable for what it's doing in Gaza?
Absolutely not. The United States does not hold them accountable and indeed gives them carte blanche for doing all sorts of dirty work that the U.S. wants to do in order to maintain hegemonic control over the region.
All right. So, Professor Colin Cavell, author and lecturer from West Virginia, thanks for your thoughts there, sir.